This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome one and all to my fellow Showtimers. I'm back. Hooray! It's been a long old winter break without all you lovely folk to entertain, so I'm going to make up for those 4 weeks by cramming as much musical madness as I possibly can into the next 51 minutes. Now, opening up for us there tonight was the wonderful Catherine Zeta-Jones with All That Jazz from Chicago. And what an opening! I hope it's got you all thoroughly warmed up and ready for the rest of the night. But before I launch into that, I thought I'd better just go through some audience rules. As someone who goes to the theatre quite a bit, I have some real bugbears when it comes to audience etiquette. You know, I'm trying to enjoy a live performance. I don't want to listen to you eating sweets or nattering away. Respect your fellow audience members and the actors too. I think these guys sum it up best. Live from the Royal Albert Hall, here are Simon Russell Beale and Daniel Evans with Stephen Sondheim's Instructions to the Audience. Speaking of going to the theatre though, for any students here at the university and anyone who lives in or around the area, you're probably aware of our very own musical theatre society, Musicality. Last year they did a wonderful production of The Producers, which was just absolutely fantastic. And this year they've got Anything Goes lined up. I'll be bringing you more information about that in the coming weeks, but to whet your appetite, here is the title song from the show. Up next is a song I'd never really heard of before, from a show that I don't really know much about. Basically, my housemate, being almost just as much as of a musical fan as myself, which is, by the way, a prerequisite for being my friend, he sent me a song from Kinky Boots over the Christmas holidays. When he sent me it, he told me he'd been listening to it on loop and asked if I'd play it on the show. So I listened to it, liked it well enough, and was like, yeah, of course I'll play it. What he didn't know is that I then also had it in my head on loop for the next 3 weeks. So thanks for that. It is a great song though. And as requested, here is Take What You Got from Kinky Boots. Anyway, coming up next are three songs from different shows that have either just started touring the UK or are about to start touring. 2016 is definitely the year for new shows, so if you like the sound of any of these, check out if they're coming anywhere near you, because they do all look completely fantastic. First up tonight, though, is American Idiot. I played a couple of songs from the show last year, so I was so, so excited when I heard it was going on tour. It's going to all sorts of places, but the important thing, of course, is that it's coming to Nottingham from the 14th to the 18th of June. I booked my tickets for it yesterday. I'm so, so excited. It's also starring previous X Factor contestant Amelia Lilly, if that's of any interest to you. Anyway, here is Know Your Enemy. Our next touring show is Sister Act. As I'm sure most of you are aware, I really got into the show after seeing it for the first time last year. And very excitingly, this latest production of it is not only starring previous X Factor winner Alexandra Burke as Dolores Van Cartier. Obviously, there's a pattern emerging with touring shows this year. But it's also been directed and choreographed by the wonderful Craig Revel-Horwood of Strictly Come Dancing fame. Unfortunately, it's not coming to Nottingham at the moment. But then, neither was American Idiot till a couple of weeks ago. So I'll let you know if anything changes on that front. It's a truly fantastic show though, so if you do get the chance to see it, I really, really would recommend it. As a little taster, here is Fabulous Baby from the original London cast recording. Our last touring number, for now at least, comes from Blood Brothers. And who doesn't love Blood Brothers? Strange People is the answer there. This is actually right on our doorstep pretty soon, from the 15th to the 20th of February. Tickets are still available, so do go along and see it if you can. Plus, it's still got Sean Jones as Mickey, and in my opinion, he can do absolutely no wrong. I love him. My brother has requested I'm Not Saying a Word, which I'm trying not to read too much into personally. Anyway, I actually will shut up now and let you enjoy the song. My next song is a request from my good and gullible friend Izzy, who I hope gets better soon, having just had a foot operation. So while she's spending her time crawling and hopping around, why not enjoy Sierra Boja singing I Have Confidence from The Sound of Music. So I am so excited about the next song I've got for you. This is Andrew Lloyd Webber's latest show. It made its Broadway debut only last month, and it's already set to come to London. It's also based on a 2003 film starring Jack Black. Any guesses? No, not Kung Fu Panda, although who wouldn't fancy that as a musical? No, it's only Bloomin' School of Rock. Everyone loves this film, don't deny it, and now it's a proper musical with brand new songs and a stellar cast. I cannot wait till it gets to the West End, so prepare yourself for some proper headbanging and singing at the top of your voice. Air guitars at the ready, people. His teacher's pet. Now, my next song has sort of become a phenomenon in and of itself. Up until recently, no one was really that aware of Jekyll and Hyde. Then suddenly, one of its main songs, This Is The Moment, sort of was absolutely everywhere, mainly because anyone trying to audition started using it. It's kind of become the male equivalent of I Dreamed a Dream or On My Own from Les Mis. Point is, actually, most people don't really do it justice. And I'm not trying to offend anyone here. I'm just saying it's really, really difficult to do this song well. And maybe I am slightly biased because the first person I ever heard sing it, a man called Ben Paul, who did it in Lincoln, did it so, so well. And it's kind of like everyone who followed him was sort of a letdown to me. And if it puts it into perspective, I'm including Michael Ball in that. So I've ploughed through so, so many versions of this song to find one that really does it justice, the way I think it should be performed. And after a long, long time researching, the winner is Australian opera and musical theatre singer Anthony Warlow. I'll admit, I'm impressed with him. If you're anyone you know is planning to sing this song, just get them to take a listen to this verse to see how it's really done. Take it away, Anthony. Up next is a song that everybody knows, but not everybody knows it's from a musical. And that's kind of because it isn't. Well, it is, but it was a real song first. From the jukebox musical Jersey Boys, here is Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. I do struggle to take it as seriously as I would like to after hearing comedian Colin Lane point out how the opening to the Jaws theme can quite easily turn into that song. Seriously, try it at home. Now, every time I hear Jaws, I just want to launch into this, which kind of kills the tension. And you would better all join in at the chorus. Don't try and resist it. That was Hammer to Fall from We Will Rock You. And unfortunately, that brings us to the end of tonight's show. As sad as it is now, I will of course be back next Sunday, technical difficulties allowing, at the same time for even more musical hits, including, as I've said, some very, very exciting news about another one of my favourite shows ever, which is going on tour in the near future. I'm really struggling to wait till next week, but I will restrain myself and leave you all on tenterhooks. Anyway, like the Facebook page, which is Your End Showtime, where you can find the breakdown for this show once I've done it, and where you can post any of your requests and shout-outs for next week. Until then, I will say so long, farewell, and auf Wiedersehen. Playing us out tonight is perhaps the most famous song from one of the most requested shows I get. It shames me to say that I still haven't actually seen it, but is at the top of my list and still one of my favourite shows. It's also yet another one of the shows that is touring the UK this year and going on into 2017, although sadly it isn't coming to Nottingham. From Billy Elliot, here is Electricity. Have an excellent week, everybody, and I'll see you all next Sunday at 6 p.m.
This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.